not just slow it down, down, down. One day not far from now, you're gonna figure out who you are. You're gonna find someone you want and be the center of the love. One day not far from now, you're gonna figure out who you are. You're gonna find someone you want and be the center of the love, the love, the love. It's hard for you to breathe tonight, cause you know that you ain't feeling right. With distance in mind, I think I better keep up, keep up, and not just slow it down, down, down. One day not far from now, you're gonna figure out who you are. You're gonna find someone you want and be the center of the love. One day not far from now, you're gonna figure out. Someone you want, I'm being the center of the love, 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 the love. Slow down, come on, just take what you need. One day not far from now, you're gonna figure out who you are. You're gonna find someone you want. Answer up the love. One day not far from now, you're gonna figure out who you are. You're gonna find someone you want and be the center of the love. One day not far from now, you're gonna figure out who you are. You're gonna find someone you want and be the center of the love. One day not far from now, you're gonna figure out who you are. You're gonna find someone you want and be the center of the love.
You wanna be Hello, you are listening to Off the Chart, where we bring you the best of the unreleased. Think B-sides, album tracks, demos, remixes, covers. We've got the lot. So it's looking a little grey outside. Everyone's a bit miserable. So I thought I'd take us on a little trip down memory lane back to festival season. So today I'll be bringing you some of the summery tunes from the artists I saw playing at festivals this year and talk you through some of my favourites. So you were just listening to Lucy Rose with her track Cover Up from her latest album Work It Out. And before that, Your Only Self from Youth Club's EP Colours. So yeah, these guys played at 110 Festival in Leicestershire in mid-June. And 110 Above is a lovely little intimate festival that brings you the best in the up and coming, and it's a really nice community feel to the whole festival. Really loved it. And then a couple of days after 110 Above Festival, I headed down to the big one. I'm obviously talking about Glastonbury. And my highlight, without a doubt, was the Friday night, where Peace did an intimate cover set in the Rabbit Hole, which was bonkers. Little did I know, I was actually missing out on a secret set from the Libertines, as well as the Vaccines and the Courtiners on the other stage. But I got to see Peace play their own version of Robbie Williams' Angels, so I know where I'd rather be. So here they are with Bloodshake from their debut EP, EP Delicious.
Thank you.
are listening to LSR, and that was Peace with Bloodshake. Remember to tweet us at ThisIsLSR and let me know what you thought of all the tracks, and just let me know how your festival experience was. Let me know who you saw, how it was, and we'll read it out on air and have a little chat about it. So next up, who remembers LaRue? Because remember how huge Bulletproof, In for the Kill, everyone loved it back in the day. So I was a bit surprised to see LaRue on the bill at Glastonbury in the John Peel tent. She had a really good evening slot. Went along. So much fun. Everyone went wild. So I thought it was a really defining Glastonbury moment for me because everyone was just having such a great time. And I've looked up her new album, did not know it existed. And yeah, it's full of kind of dancey tracks. She's changed the sound up a little bit. And this is Silent Partner off the album.
Inside of me.
was LaRue with Silent Partner, an album track from her latest, Trouble in Paradise. How cool was that? I know you loved it. I definitely did. And I definitely didn't expect that bit at the end there. But that's LaRue for you, isn't it? So, now we come to a really sad story. I'm a big fan of the Maccabees, and they had a set on the other stage, I think about 7 o'clock on the Saturday night. I'd had a long day, and long story cut short, I thought it would be a really good idea to go back to the tent, have a little nap to prepare myself for the evening. Basically, I managed to sleep through the whole of the Maccabee set, which included a surprise appearance from Jamie T during Marks to Prove It. Absolutely gutted. So just to rub it in a little bit more, I'm going to play you the public service broadcasting remix of Marks to Prove It off the Remixers EP. and next up we've got Eliza Nobel with The Southern Wild. Welcome back to Off The Chart. You are listening to our festival throwback show, simply because I'm trying to pretend for as long as possible that it is not a dark, rainy day in November. And we are, in fact, back in the summer, having fun at all the festivals. So I've just talked you through 110 Above Festival in Glastonbury. Next up, I'm going to continue the theme by bringing up a very special little festival called Barn on the Farm. So these guys know everything there is to know about up-and-coming music. They can both headline performances from Ben Howard, Ed Sheeran, Gabrielle Aplin, Hozier, James Bay. Incredible. Like, they've had Bastille, George Ezra, Catfish and the Bottlemen all before they got big. And I have no idea how they know, but they know. So you were just listening to The Southern Wild, which is a B-side by Eliza and the Bear. They returned to the festival this year and brought an energy-packed set as usual. A personal highlight for me, however, was Sunset Suns over on the new stage on the Sunday. As well as the feel-good songs that you'll now hear, the bassist was wearing a wonderful hat, so that's something to look out for as well. This is Come Easy by Sunset Suns.
Come easy.
Are listening to LSR, tweet us in at ThisIsLSR with your thoughts on today's show. The next festival I'd like to mention is one called 2000 Trees in Gloucestershire. It's predominantly a rock festival, I'd say, with a little bit of acoustic mixed in there. This year, it was headlined by Death of Honor, like one of my favourite bands. They've just released their first single in a long time, actually, so you should definitely check that out. It's called Cassiopeia. But yeah, these guys are really, really talented, and they re-released their debut album when they recorded all of the tracks again and like changed them up a bit. So it was very, very clever musically, and it's a really great listen. This is the alternative version of album track 54 from Fools and Worthless Liars.
Do you know I fear I'm growing weak? I left you in the dark for a bottle at your company. You took me on, give me a bed, a half of your.
faith in me and I let you down. You put your faith in me and I let you down. But I feel so sure, I feel so.
That was a beautiful version of 54 by Def Havana. I'm not gonna lie to you, I was having a little bit of a sing-along in the studio then. Amazing. I just love it. And also playing at 2000 Trees this year was a band called Turbo Wolf, who supported Royal Blood on tour last year. That was a really great set. But these guys absolutely tore up this year. And I was having a little listen to some of their stuff earlier, and they have an EP called Covers EP Volume 1. As you can guess, all of the tracks are in fact covers, and they've actually done a cover of Electric Feel by MGMT, and it's a really, really interesting version of it, and I really hope you like it as much as I do.
Thank you.
There we go. That was Electric Feel by Turbo Wolf. You are listening to Off the Chart on LSR, and this is our festival throwback show. So, yeah, that was different, wasn't it? I really, really, really like that version of it. Puts a really new spin on it. And yeah, so after 2000 Trees, I took a little break from festivals, but before I knew it, it was time for Leeds Festival, the big one. I was very, very excited to see a certain old favourite band, Panic at the Disco, take to the main stage, as I've absolutely loved these guys for years. The set was very mixed, but did mostly focus on their new album, which is called Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. And it's certainly a change in direction, but they seem to know exactly what they're doing, and it's always refreshing to see bands constantly like shaping their like, genre and sound. So today I've chosen one off the album. It's called Casual Affair, which I think summarises the change in sound perfectly. This is Panic at the Disco. Let me know what you think. That was Casual Affair by Panic at the Disco. So now, I don't think anyone would disagree with me if I said that the last couple of years have been all about Royal Blood. I'm not sure I've ever seen such hype in such a small amount of time over a band. So their main stage set seemed really fitting and just showed how far they'd come. So next up, showing that B-sides most definitely can be just as good as the A-side, we've got Royal Blood with Hole. We'll be right back. Huge song from Royal Blood there. Lots of headbanging going on in the studio. Yeah, that was Royal Blood on LSR. And finally from Leeds Festival, another particularly special main stage performance was that of Bastille. They've slowly been working up all of the different stages and it doesn't really get much bigger than an evening slot on the main stage. Interesting fact, actually, Dan used to do LSR, so once he was sitting right here. So it's really great to see how big, like, his career has come, obviously not in radio, but how he began here and now is playing the main stage at Reading and Leeds. So yeah, this is a cover of I Just Died in Your Arms that they put on a Virgin Records album called 40 Years of Disruptions.
Thank you. looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me, and I don't see an easy way to get out of this. A diary sits on the bedside table, the curtains closed, the cat's in the cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh, oh, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. Died in your arms tonight. Oh, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been some kind of kiss. I should have walked away. I should have walked away.
Bastille there on LSR. So this brings me to the last festival of the summer, which is one called Bingley Music Live that I popped over to. It's quite near. The lineup was very varied, actually. They had everything from the heavier Vant, Nothing But Thieves, Funeral for a Friend, all the way to the likes of Labyrinth. So yeah, there was something for everyone there. They were particularly good at choosing up-and-coming artists, and they had one of my new favourites playing on the main stage called Will Joseph Cook. Yeah, so I'm a big fan of his, and this is his song Streets of Paris from the You Jump, I Run EP.
We were walking in the streets of Paris. I was pouring me out and drinking you in. Girl, you look so European. Yeah, we were dancing in the streets of Paris. Take a walk with a better man, and you see it's not so bad in the end. Of all the people I could be, girl, I'm glad you're happy here with me. Oh, I get the slightest change in the wind. I get a feeling you should know. Oh, true, I bet I love you so. We were talking how we were worried. We might never give all of us up. From the rooftop, I can see it all. Yeah, the way we're dancing, the sheets of linen. Take a walk with a better man, and you'll see it's not so bad in the end. Of all the people I could be, girl, I'm glad you're happy. Me, oh.
I'll give you all I've got, cause this is a melody of something we're singing. Feels so right, my heart it beats in twos and fours. I came out and saw a different place through my eyes, but your eyes better. You put my life in a better light, a mirror light. And now you're walking with a better. Streets of Paris.
That was Streets of Paris by Will Joseph Cook. So that is all for this week, unfortunately. Make sure you tune in next week when Nadia will be back and we'll be bringing you more of our favourite B-sides, album tracks and everything off the chart.